Design temperatures and what they mean. Design temperatures are the worst case but not freak conditions a system is sized to handle. What the outdoor and indoor design temps mean, why they're percentile based, and how the temperature difference drives the load. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Every load calculation starts with a choice. What outdoor temperature are we sizing the system to handle? That number is the outdoor design temperature. Paired with the indoor design temperature you want to hold, it sets the temperature difference that drives the entire heat loss and heat gain calculation. Pick the design temps wrong and every BTU number downstream is wrong. This article explains what they are and why they're chosen the way they are. How it works. Heat flows in proportion to the temperature difference across the building. So the single biggest input to a load calc is, how cold or hot is it outside, versus how warm or cool do we keep it inside. That difference, often called the design delta T, multiplies against every surface's area and insulation value to give the load. Here's the key insight that trips people up. You don't size for the most extreme temperature ever recorded. You size for a design condition that's nearly worst case but not a freak event.
Why?
Because sizing equipment for the single hottest hour in 30 years would oversize it for 99.9% of the time, and as we covered elsewhere, oversizing wrecks comfort and humidity. The design temperature is a deliberate, statistically chosen value that the equipment can meet almost always, accepting that a handful of extreme hours a year may not be fully met, and that's the right trade-off. In the field, outdoor design temperatures are location-specific and percentile-based. For cooling, the industry uses a value that's exceeded only a small percentage of the hours in a typical cooling season, commonly cited as a about 1% design condition. For heating, it uses a value that the temperature stays above nearly all the time, commonly a about 99% design condition. The exact numbers come from published climatic data tables for each city/region. You look them up for the job's location, you don't invent them. Indoor design temperatures are what you intend to hold, commonly around 70 to 72 degrees for heating and about 75 degrees for cooling, give or take customer preference. The indoor design also includes an assumed indoor humidity for the cooling/latent calc. The delta T does the work. Example shape. A heating design might be a 70 degrees indoor target against a about 5 degrees outdoor design, a 65 degrees difference driving heat loss. A cooling design might be 75 degrees indoor against a about 95 degrees outdoor, a 20 degrees difference plus solar and internal gains. The bigger the design delta T, the bigger the load. Why percentile, not record? Sizing to the about 1% cooling/about 99% heating conditions means the system comfortably handles all but a few hours a year. Those rare extreme hours, the house may drift a degree or two, far better than oversizing year-round to chase them. Normal values and targets. Indoor design typical, about 70 to 72 degrees heating, about 75 degrees cooling, with an assumed indoor RH often about 50% for the latent calc. Adjust to the customer, within reason. Outdoor design location dependent. There is no single number. A northern city might have a heating design near or below 0 degrees and a mild cooling design, while a southern city has a hot cooling design and a mild heating design. Always pull the published value for the specific location. Design percentiles typical convention. Cooling size to roughly the 1% condition. Heating to roughly the 99% condition. This intentionally does not cover the all-time extreme. Delta T is the lever. Every degree of design difference scales the load. Don't pad the design temps to be safe. That's just oversizing through the back door. These are conventions and typical ranges. The authoritative outdoor design values come from the recognized climatic data tables, so the location, common faults and what they mean. Sizing to the record high/low produces an oversized system that short cycles and dehumidifies poorly, solving for a few freak hours at the cost of everyday comfort. Guessing the outdoor design instead of looking it up, the climatic tables exist for a reason. A made-up number gives a confident raw load. Ignoring indoor humidity in the design skips the latent load and leaves humid climates clammy. Using one city's design temp for a different microclimate, elevation and local conditions shift the numbers. Use the right location's data. Tech tips and gotchas. Design temps are inputs you look up, not opinions. The whole calc hinges on them, so get them from the recognized climatic data for the location and indoor set points the customer actually wants. Don't round the design colder/hotter for margin. That margin is just oversizing, and it costs comfort and humidity control. The percentile method already builds in the right amount of headroom. The same house has different design deltas for heating and cooling, which is why heating and cooling loads come out as different numbers and may point to different equipment capacities. Communicate the trade-off to customers who ask, what if it's 105 degrees, colon, we size so it holds easily almost every hour of the year. On the 2 or 3 freak days it might drift a degree, and sizing for those days would make it sticky and short cycle the other 360. This is the right call. Safety/code notes. Local codes and the load calc standard reference specific design conditions and climatic data sources. Use the accepted tables for permitted work rather than improvising values. This article explains the concept of design temperatures. It does not reproduce any proprietary climatic data table. Pull actual design values from the recognized published source for the project location.